we will see. Once we get past man's ignorance and tragedy. Lay, lady, lay, lay, lady, lay. What about the babies who are young and small?
And don't really know. Now, on a lighter note, we turn to composer, percussionist, and arts activist Cahil El-Zabar of Chicago, Illinois, for his unique perspective on the impending war on Iraq.
Our future is perpetuated by our idea of sharing a legacy. And if that legacy is one of war, there won't be a future for the babies. If it is a legacy of culture, humanity, of thought, the inspiration of positive intellect, and then the overall love, you know, for life and all of its blessings, if we can leave that legacy, then we do indeed share something valuable with our children. We have to be reminded of it, because in our zealous self-importance, we forget that through our actions, we either perpetuate the best of life or we deter from that. I would like to be one and connected to others who perpetuate a future for our children.
You, Cahil, have been writing songs, composing, performing as a percussionist and arts activist for many decades now, some three decades plus. The song that you wrote, Peace on Earth, was actually written 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are there political events at this time that would inspire or that would be akin to that same feeling in that song, Peace on Earth?
We have throughout the world, you know, a variety of issues that are generated from what I would call the specific proletariats, the controlling war machines, the political machines that are using media to dictate their opinions and their values on this planet. And here is an opportunity for the folks who understand that we are beyond the idea of all of these confrontations and the military arms and the sense of pushing power through a military presence, that there is a world beyond that. And the idea of that song 20 years ago, I think, is still relevant toward our sense of responsibility to work toward peace, mm-hmm. To speak to the issues, to help one another with the advent of technology to communicate and recognize that there is no future world unless there is peace. From that perspective, I think that, you know, the song is still relevant.
You've written a more recent song about peace titled One World Family. What's the message you'd like to express to the world about our connectedness as this country and some of its allies prepare to launch a massive assault on the people of Iraq?
You know, in the lyrics, you know, it says, one fair world family, I hope that you can see. If there's going to be a future, we've got to learn to take care of the babies. Once again, this generation is too busy thinking of itself. If there's going to be a future, we must learn to think about somebody else. Ecology, human preservation, spiritual rejuvenation. And I see it that we must be excited about our ability to transform the positive elements of humanity in regards to the importance of Specifica Radio and the free voice and celebrating that, getting people to understand that under the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of religion, and our children will thank us because from our efforts, we help to make a future path.
When you say we're all one family, how does that level of thinking or consciousness fit into the fact that there are indeed terrorists in the world who have attacked us?
Through our various factions and differences in communities, cultures, and religions, those of us that understand that the preservation of human life is based on us finding peaceful resolve have to express that. I do it through my art, someone else will do it through education, through business, through science, through whatever areas that we can unify the voice of the peace movement. It's paramount at this time. The weapons have become more destructive. The intensity of those who have made decisions to rave terror have become much more plentiful. And unless we really advocate and find ways in which to connect, and that's where I see the technologies being important today, that we can quickly spread messages, and every day that idea is becoming closer and closer. Got to get in each other's face in a positive way and say, there's another way. There's another way to deal with these things, and lives lost unfairly is wrong on all sides and in all accounts. The energy that's coming to me now is in a collective that I've created, which is called Juba Collective, J-U-B-A. And I believe if there are aggressive attacks to the negative in regards to the promotion of war, then we must have very, very focused, aggressive movements in regards to the protection of humanity and peace. So Juba basically says, joined, universal, breath, ascending, that there is a need for enormous tolerance to gain understanding of our joint connectedness and the universality of our energy, which is breath, and that it is in a positive direction, ascending toward its highest aspirations. And through art and business and science and through all the various workers in this world, positive human beings, that we can work toward that joined universal breath, and we will ascend.
Juba.
Yes.
If you were to write a song for George W. Bush, what might the title be, or a refrain?
Well, I would first take an old Negro spiritual, This Little Light of Mine, and give that message first. And then from This Little Light of Mine, I would go to The Point Is, Now Is the Time, the song by Charlie Parker, a bebop song. And now is the time to find within ourselves redemption of the higher light. And that would be my piece for today, redemption of the higher light.
One world family, hope that you can see. If there's going to be a future, we've got to save the babies. This generation's too busy thinking of themselves.
Cahil El-Zabar, composer, percussionist, and arts activist.